I can't help but feel enchanted by my roommate Chris's shyness and comparative inexperience with his sex life. I relish any opportunity to draw out his kinky side, and I kind of immensely enjoyed dragging him into the dark side over the last few weeks. Our relationship has been a thrilling one. I feel like I'm his fantasy. And so I invited him out for some dancing and drinks one night with my best friend Shelby. We Ubered there together, and Shelby was waiting outside for me. She ushers us into the club, and we grab a few drinks. Shelby, I told her a bit about how Chris is pretty inexperienced, so we'd agreed before we met up to have some fun with him. I quickly see Shelby on the dance floor, and then soon surrounded by black guys, with their hands all over her, and she's gyrating against them. She sees me next to Chris and breaks away from all those hands to come talk. Now everyone's eyes are on us. She puts her mouth to my ear and tells me what her real intentions are for the evening. She tells me that her friend has a hotel room at the Days Inn down the street and is going to do a video of her getting gangbanged by a bunch of black guys. But she needed somebody to help keep everybody hard while she's getting fucked. Now I realize that I'm being used for my cocksucking skills, but I smile. Things could be worse. I felt a little nervous about Chris, but I started to think about it, and this might be the perfect experience for him to really see how it's done. I thought this night might not be so bad, so I keep drinking my drink and make small talk with Chris, and ended up getting a little bit tipsy. I could tell that Chris was tipsy too. So we started dancing, and then I soon saw myself rubbing up against Chris. And then Shelby was across the way, rubbing up against a bunch of guys, like hands all over her body. We all headed out, laughing, playing with our new group of friends. And we ended up back in the Days Inn room. Chris was so drunk at that point, he barely understood what was going on. Shelby started to help me undress, and Chris's eyes nearly popped out of his head. She starts to kiss me, and I start playing with her wet pussy and clit. I could see out of the corner of my eye, Chris's face was turning red as his cock started getting harder and harder. We were pretty drunk, and Shelby and I started licking each other in front of everyone. The guys, her friends, they were cheering. And then we started to 69 with her licking and fingering my hole while I'm doing the same to her. She tastes so good. I soon found myself surrounded by 5 black guys. I didn't even look over at Chris and this new development. I can only imagine his face in that moment, though. And so I did my job and started to make sure that they're all hard. I was surrounded by hard cocks as I got down on my knees and started sucking the largest black cocks pointed at me first. I looked over the bed And I saw Chris, and he was starting to rub himself. It wasn't my intention, but I guess we'd set him up as a cuck. So after sucking a couple guys to get them hard, I kind of started to feel frustrated that I wasn't gonna get any cum. So I got in doggy style on the floor and asked for someone to fuck me. And then I had a nice sized black cock sliding in my mouth and pussy. The next thing I knew, I'm being picked up and laid on the bed next to Shelby. Shelby is laying across the bed with one guy between her legs fucking her. It's so hot laying next to her, knowing you're both getting fucked and even videoed. I hang my head back over the edge of the bed so I can have a nice cock slid into it. After a while, I rolled over and bent over the bed and started getting fucked from behind. I love showing off my sucking skills to everyone, but especially to Chris. Shelby kisses me and says she was getting tired, so I lick some of the cum off her face. Her new boyfriend ushered the guys out and left us both to clean up. I looked over at Chris, and I'd seen he'd made a mess all over himself. I couldn't wait to talk about it when we got home.